Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
To survive a Wisconsin winter, animals have three choices: migrate, adapt, or die, or mad. For those animals in the far north of Wisconsin, perhaps it is mad to try and adapt to 5 months of snow, ice, and below freezing temperatures. But mammals in particular have found ingenious ways to survive. Only a few migrate, including several species of bats. Deer migrate too, but typically only several miles to find optimal winter habitats under the cover of conifers. Some species migrate downward into dens. Chipmunks, raccoons, bears, and skunks go into torpor, wherein they lower their body temperature and slow their heart rate and respiration dramatically, decreasing their metabolic rate up to 95%. Woodchucks go into hibernation under the ground, dropping their body temperature to near freezing and breathing only about once every 6 minutes. Beavers and muskrats wait out the winter in lodges and huts that they build. The walls of a beaver lodge or a muskrat house are nearly a foot thick and help to keep the winter cold at bay. Beavers put up a store of food to get them through the winter. This usually amounts to several hundred tree branches anchored in a heap in the sediments. The beaver's cache of food represents a winter process called larder hoarding, a practice no different than we humans do with canning and freezing enough food to get us through the winter. Other species engage in larder hoarding too, like ground squirrels and chipmunks, which cache large quantities of seeds in their dens, or red squirrels, which store pine cones in storage middens. Snowshoe hares finalize their change of coat in early December, becoming pure white except for the black tips of their ears. The hind feet of a snowshoe hare are 4 to 6 inches long, and they're attached to a body that's just 15 to 20 inches long. If our feet were proportionate in size to the hare's feet, they would be nearly 30 inches long, making them a size 45. Bat species that don't migrate need an environment much like a refrigerator, one cold enough to reduce their metabolism to near zero, but not freezing. For most bats, that means hibernation in caves or old mines, not attics, though the big brown bat is known to overwinter in walls and attics, the only Wisconsin bat commonly to do so. Rodents like mice, voles, moles, and shrews hang out all winter in the subnivian environment, the zone underneath the snowpack. Once the snow cover is 6 inches or more deep, the temperature stays above freezing regardless of the temperature outside. Every mammal species has a winter story to tell, and all of them are remarkable. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.